Performing an ollie. How to. Perform any skilled move in a sport and you'll need to coordinate your muscles, joints, and bones. Your musculoskeletal system. When you perform an ollie, like the skateboarder in the picture, the muscles, bones, and joints in your body are working with precision or exactness to complete a difficult move. Look at the skateboarder. To nail the trick, he first pushes off to get a rolling start. Then he positions his body over the center of the skateboard so that his rear foot is on the tail, the back portion of the board, and his front foot is in the center. Then he bends his knees. When knees bend, the opposing leg muscles work together in a coordinated way. Some muscles contract while others extend. All of this happens without the skateboarder even thinking about it. When the skateboarder pushes his rear foot down on the board's tail, pressure rises under his other foot. The harder he pushes, the more pressure he feels. As the back of the skateboard hits the ground, the skater's foot slides up the board and he leans over. His front knee bends until it's near his chest, while his back knee straightens. To shift his weight, the skateboarder moves his hips, which are ball and socket joints. This shift helps him balance his full weight on the large bones of his back leg. Here's where the tricky part comes in. The skateboarder leaps into the air using the opposing muscle groups of his legs and torso. The board follows and looks as if it is sticking to his feet. Now the hard part, landing. The skateboarder bends both knees and comes down on the horizontal plane of the board so that his weight is balanced in the center of the board. He can thank his musculoskeletal system for allowing him to make this incredible maneuver.